What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. Joe Exotic, known as the Tiger King, is a larger-than-life personality who operated an exotic animal park specializing in tigers. Oh, and he also plotted to kill his nemesis, Carol Baskin, owner of the Big Cat Rescue. Wait, tigers and big cats? One could say this makes for the perfect true crime story. See what I did there? Perfect. Meow thinks this episode is going to be hilarious. Carol Baskin ran Big Cat Rescue, a sanctuary to protect exotic wildcat species. Joe Exotic ran an exotic animal park and wildlife show. In 2009, Carol Baskin targeted Joe's business in an attempt to end commercial cub petting. One could say that this was the catalyst in the feud between Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin. Joe saw Baskin as hypocritical because her sanctuary also charged admission, so he set up a YouTube talk show with the sole purpose to attack the Big Cat Rescue and Carol Baskin personally. The cat fight had started between these two. When Carol Baskin's husband mysteriously disappeared and then declared dead, Joe used his talk show to sell the theory that Baskin killed her husband and fed his body to the tigers. Then, in 2015, a fire broke out at Joe's zoo and destroyed his TV studio and all his video footage. This was a very mysterious catastrophe. Then, the huge success of Netflix's Tiger King caught the attention of local and federal law enforcement. Joe was arrested on charges of attempting to hire a hitman to kill Carol Baskin. The cat was out of the bag. In 2019, a jury found Joe guilty on planning to murder Baskin. Joe was sentenced to 22 years in prison and is currently incarcerated at the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Joe Exotic is such an outrageous and somewhat ridiculous character. I wondered if I wrote him a ridiculous letter, would he write back? Hello, Joe. I hope that you are okay with me writing you this letter. I know that you are a huge fan of exotic animals, and I am a huge fan of cartoons. And so I wondered if there are any cartoon animals that you like. I've always been a fan of Sylvester the Cat and Tweety Bird. What about you? Also, I'm wondering if you are able to have a pet in your cell or have pets visit. I look forward to hearing back. And guess what? Joe Exotic wrote me back. Marshall, hey, how are you doing? Thank you for the support. Know that my boyfriend Seth and I send my love to you and your family. We do not get to have pets. My favorite cartoon animal was Pepe Le Pew the skunk. Not much new, just waiting on the judge. My health is holding on. I just pray I get to go home any day. Be safe. Be my voice. Tell everyone to share. Vote Joe Exotic in 2024. To which he included a few signed photos about voting Joe Exotic in 2024. It says, Vote Joe Exotic 2024. What have you got to lose? Well, there's a campaign slogan if I've ever heard it. Love you, Joe Exotic. Well, this episode was cat. Agorically, one of the best I have done. I'm sure that it will catapult my podcast and new listeners will catch on. Okay, I'm done with the play on words, I promise. I'm off to have a cat nap. Well, judging by the time, another episode of Prison Sentences is over. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.